It's a piece I wrote back in April of 2007. It was actually written for the Association of Irish Composers competition that they run each year, and it was written for bass clarinet and electronics, and I suppose I was lucky enough to win it that year. Principally, the piece uses two kind of compositional techniques. It takes from acoustics and it takes from some sort of spectral processes, that kind of French school of composition. I analysed a low A sharp on a bass clarinet and found out what all its spectral components were, and then I used some of those spectral components to actually build the electronics that run throughout the piece. Then also throughout the piece you get this constant A sharp running throughout, and at times the bass clarinet detunes against this, creating these kind of beating patterns. So you have this kind of symbiotic relationship between the electronics and the clarinet. You don't get the beating patterns if just the clarinet plays, and you don't get the beating patterns if just the tape part plays. So the two have to exist to actually function. The title of the piece, I suppose, came from this idea of the piece, that you have all these partials that make up the sound, but because it's a single instrument and it can only create a kind of monophonic tone, it's this idea that you can't have multiple tones, unless you're doing multiphonics or something, you can't have multiple tones at once. So there's this idea of, I don't know, standing in a field or driving along dark lanes at night, that as your headlights go out into the black, you only see a tiny bit of what's around you at any one time, and you have to move around to see more of that. And so the piece kind of explores moving around through the partials of this low A sharp on the bass clarinet.
And this will actually be the second time Crash have performed a piece in their annual Free State concert of yours. What was the name of the piece last time?
Sticking with unusual titles, it was a piece called Sighing, Oh, But We Were Monsters. And it was for four-channel tape, two resonating snare drums, and video. And Crash Ensemble actually commissioned the video for that performance. Yeah, I've been very lucky to, I've kind of worked with Crash, and this is the second time that they've done a piece of mine. And the exposure from that has been great for me. From the performance that they did last October in their shindig, the piece went on to be performed down in Limerick, courtesy of Jürgen Simpson and the Soundings festival down there. And then in Limerick, someone else saw it from Dog the Dance, and they went and choreographed it this September, and it was done down in Limerick again. So I've been quite lucky from that.
So you seem quite busy. I know we had to get you in here and get you out quite quickly. What else have you got coming up at the moment?
Well, yes, busy is the least of it. I'm going away tomorrow to York for a piano piece that David Bremner is playing. Then I'll be back on Sunday, and come Monday I'm starting a clarinet tour with the Ergodus Music for Now people. It was commissioned from the Ergodus people, Gareth Sholdice and Ben Schlepper Connolly, for an English clarinetist by the name of Jonathan Sage. And it's a piece for clarinet in B-flat and electronics. And it's getting its premiere on Wednesday the 5th in Dublin. And from there, it's travelling to Limerick, Galway, Cork, Dundalk, and then we'll be back in Dublin for a little presentation in Trinity College the week after that. So it's for 2 weeks, running in the first 2 weeks of November.